She's the head of the German Institute for Karaoke Research, and together with her team, she's gonna tell us the newest bits and pieces of research on karaoke research. A very interesting topic, so please give it up for Gitte Schmitz.
Einen wunderschönen guten Abend, liebe Fördermitglieder des Deutschen Instituts.
A very warm welcome, dear supporting members of the German Institute of Karaoke Research. I'm very happy that you've made it to the Congress Center in Hamburg for our year in review event. And thank you so much for this warm welcome.
Wenn ich Sie duzen darf.
By the host, and so you all, if I may say so, for you all, we've prepared the highlights of our karaoke research project. It's only been like the second episode that we were able to complete. Just before this event started, and of course, you know that it's about research within the CCH building, right? And so yesterday we did an intensive study where we looked at our target audience. But before we get into that, we want to look at the history of karaoke, right? Karaoke starts not yesterday, not 37 years ago, but please excuse me for having to click the mouse. So that's Daisuke Inoue. He was known as a human karaoke machine, which of course was only coined after his death. And he accompanied people singing. And so he was, you know, very highly regarded. And so he was booked every day for his shows. And so at some point, people, you know, wanted tapes. And especially famous, a tape for a Japanese businessman who wanted to impress his colleagues with a song that he was so great at singing. Using this tape, even though he wasn't a good musician, he could sing really well. And so this inventor, he, you know, made this tape especially for this businessman to like keep up with his modalities and other intricacies of his singing style, so it sounded really great. So a true genius, right? And so, you know, if you're holding a talk, you know, you prepare everything and then the machine crashes, and so these slides, where are they? They aren't there. And that's why I prepared the slides. And there they are.
I'll drag it in here very professionally. He wrote, "As for me, I couldn't play well without looking at the sheet music, and new songs kept coming out one after the other. So I thought maybe a machine could make things easier for me. In a sense, my invention came about because I was too lazy to learn new songs. My hypothesis is that karaoke has an innovative potential, that karaoke is really hacking. So what did he do? To build the machine, he asked three friends. And the three of them put their skills together in a form of a kind of assembly, and they used a car radio and an amplifier and a coin slot. And he said, I simply took things that were already there to build the karaoke machine. Who would think of patenting such a thing? He at least did not, so the great financial success was made by the companies, by large corporations. And this here is the H-Juke. So that's a car radio and amplifier and coin slot in one. He aged, so did his machine. Success befell other people because he did not patent his machine. He eventually found his job in fighting in extermination, in fighting cockroaches.
Was sagt er so schön?
How did he put it?
Cockroaches, also Kakerlaken, gehen in die Maschinen,
cockroaches get into the machines, build nests and chew on wires. This is the reason why more than 80% of the karaoke machines broke down in the 90s, or why they simply stopped working, and that's why he made his money in fumigating karaoke machines. So that's a niche that Daisuke Inoue found, and that's quite impressive. But that tells us that not only humans like karaoke, but also cockroaches.
Bevor wir jetzt in der Geschichte weitergehen,
before we move on in our history, I would like to focus on our research. At the beginning of the year, we researched on tourists in northern Japan, and we handed out 60 questionnaires. I can't present the results to you due to data protection, but I can present another piece of research. But before we do that, I want to... yesterday at the Würstelstand at the Späti, we conducted research on our target group here. Another karaoke researcher said that every karaoke has its own tribe, and that brings us to the talk we heard earlier. There are tribes not only on Grindr but also in karaoke. So each karaoke has its own tribe or its own family, and we wanted to know what does the family look like here. We prepared a survey and thought we'd be very digital and made it available under a QR code. So, and we positioned ourselves next to the Späti, and we were wondering why people didn't want to participate in our survey. And I think there's one special reason, and I would like to invite my my co-worker Fex to the stage. Please come up to the stage.
Genau, Fex, bitteschön. Möchtest du erklären, warum, was ist mit dem QR-Code?
Can you explain what's the matter with this QR code? Yeah, so our approach was we used this QR code because we wanted to be technologically innovative, right? We wanted to digitize and then we found that, you know, there are evil QR codes out there, right? And you, all of you who scanned this code, noticed that immediately. It wasn't a good QR code. And so if I don't write what this QR code does, where it's going, where it's leading you, then people won't trust it, right? And so we also had a different learning. People just also want to participate analog, in an analog way, right? And so we also did the survey in an analog way. So people who didn't want to, like, have this potentially evil QR code take over their smartphone, we gave them a chance to participate in another manner. But then there's, of course, the good QR codes. Where do they lead? What am I? So if you don't trust me, you can just enter this link manually, right? And then for sure you're going to get exactly where this is going. This is a good QR code. It has a headline, and at the bottom it has a URL showing you where it links to. Thank you, Fax, for this learning, for sharing that with us. And of course, we looked at the survey results, right? And so we have a small analysis for you here. So of course, you gotta, you know, decide what sort of terms you're asking about. So the first questions are about sex and age. So I understood that sex and age is really easy in surveys to capture, right? And so to break out of this dichotomy, we don't just have like binary male and female, but also like X and D. And we didn't like quite specify because, you know, the government also doesn't like really specify. And so we see that we have a target audience where a majority are binary male, but then we also have W, D, and X. So W for female, and we see like this violin shape, right? Some are like slim, some are like a little bit more circular in shape. And so the learning was that especially the older generation, the boomers, but the other ones, yeah, they're like, it's a little different. And so we see this outlier up there, the person that's almost like 50 years of age. We had 68 samples, right? And so when we look at the 14,000 people here at Congress, we can assume that there's almost a few dozen people who would define themselves as D and who are almost 50 years of age. And so I think that's a great success. And we also asked about other aspects of our target audience, and one of those is how do you localize, how do you contextualize yourself? So of course, like famous questions are like, where do you live, what's your nationality, and we didn't specify what exactly we meant by that, and so we got really interesting results. So human, it's a classic response, right? It applies to the whole target audience. I think that most beings that participated would define themselves as human. Then we have a non-binary poltergeist, musician and coder. So female musician and coder in German, and interested first timer and a person who likes karaoke on conventions. And then there's a different group, which is here and now. So we're going into space, we're going into time. Different answer in Hamburg. Nice, you paid attention. Congrats. At 37C3 question mark. I really like the question mark, right? This sort of ambiguity. And then hyperlocalized at the Würstelinsel, at the Späti. In the middle of yourself. Or on your own 2 feet, or home is where my ass is. That's like something we can all sign off on, right?
We also found a different cluster, that of qualitative contextualization. Very well, thanks for asking. Quite good. Well, you have to. Hungry and foolish, that's another qualitative judgment. How do you contextualize yourself, hungry and foolish? But somehow, another one is, it is complicated, which summarizes the political situation very well. By how do you contextualize yourself? By stepping onto the floor several times. This is the performative category, present, which is also a verb or a doing word, existing, GPS and co. So via, through a medium, mediated contextualization in the act of doing. With using a three-dimensional model of my surroundings, that too is mediated, and per C3Nav, that's definitely a hacker. Sun rises in the east, travels through the south, sets in the west, and is never visible in the north. That sums it up very nicely. There is a fifth, I like trains. That too is a doing word. I love it. There is a fifth cluster which tries to withdraw from this category. So the questionnaire, the survey wants to be hacked. We look at those attempts, uncontextualized, took a wrong turn. The state of North Rhine-Westphalia, and this means I have no idea what you want with the question. I can understand that. That too is an attempt at hacking. The counter question comes here, three question marks. None, winking smiley, which is hacking itself. Thank you very much. Normal dude, I always forget about that one. This attempt at non-contextualization is very popular, I think. And these five ways of contextualization or non-contextualization, which is also a contextualization, we gave them names, the identitarian group, then the relational contextualization, qualitative, performative, and indiscriminable contextualization. What do I mean by indiscriminability, which comes from the idea of, I'm sorry, I have a frog in my throat, from discriminabilization. Discriminability, it comes from the same root as discrimination. It means dividing or spreading things. Dividing a sample into sub-samples, which leads to clustering, and which leads to something that we like to do in statistics, and that's putting people in boxes and writing something on them. That's discriminability, and indiscriminability is something that I put is how I label these attempts at contextualizations. We are going to move on after this short excursion. We wanted to look more at the samples. We also asked the favorite song or the song that people would like to hear. In preparation, I watched a lot of videos on how do I present statistics well, and I realized that, like all how-to-present-statistic videos say, you should use, similar, you should not use pie charts for displaying similar states. That's the proof of that. We can also see that the favorite genre tends towards pop punk, shortly followed by Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. But Baby One More Time is also present for the pop queens among you. But we don't want to keep it dry. We're going to do it like the industry does, and we're going to do a Wrapped. 3073 Wrapped is here. Your Wrapped is here, and we looked at people's wishes and categorized them, because that's what statistics does, and they say you were genre fluid. So you like to move through genres. I'm slightly clueless looking at the results of this study. We have a small genre called Japanese Goblin, which is what ChatGPT named a small part of our wishes. Christmas songs is also quite popular, maybe a bias from the days prior. Punk was, of course, very present at the Späti. But we started our research. Continued. I'm looking forward to the royalties that are sure to arrive soon. And then, of course, there was electronic and unclear. That doesn't surprise me at all. That was wrapped, and there are the top songs at the very bottom. The international, a traditional song. I think that's that deserves an applause. Politics is irrelevant. Above that, by Team Scheiße, Karstadt Detective, my detective search find likes that. Captain Kirk running up a hill from YouTube. I didn't know that, but you're welcome to go looking for it on the platform of your choice. Under Pressure by Queen, that's how I feel often. And of course, Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears, which is a number one hit song. Interesting that it didn't wasn't visible in the pie chart, but those are the top songs. But I wouldn't be anybody if I... We have... Well, let's say we have a lot. And at the German Institute for Karaoke Research, we're not just conducting research, we also work closely together with economy and politics and other organizations, and we would like to present you some news, three world news, world firsts. What does the karaoke world need, we ask ourselves? It needs a voice, firstly. We want a voice machine. Then it needs music. We wanted a music machine, and it needs rhythm. So we want a rhythm machine. So what did we invent? We invented a voice machine and a music machine and a rhythm machine. As you can imagine, we have a voice machine, a rhythm machine, and a music machine. And you know what's coming. We didn't invent karaoke. We invented KI. AI. Karaoke, which I can present to you humbly now. Here it is.
This lovely, lovely device is a miracle, a technical marvel.
It
able to do so much, and we chose a song to demonstrate this to you all, which you all know, which is Indiscriminable Africa by Toto. Yes, yes. A round of applause. Thank you, thank you. Toto, Africa, and now what, you know, karaoke is all about, singing together, right? And so who wants to sing Africa by Toto using the KI karaoke machine?
Sie sind herzlich eingeladen.
You're warmly invited. And they have the lyrics. Yeah, 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 we have the lyrics. There's music, there's the lyrics, and we have a volunteer. Wow. Awesome.
Kommen Sie in Ihrer eigenen Geschwindigkeit auf die Bühne. Wunderbar.
Please.
Auch mal kurz was trinken. Währenddessen erkläre ich,
in your own pace, make your way up on the stage. And in the meantime, I'm going to explain. So this is the first presentation of KI Raoki. And I hope there's, you know, no bugs or something like that, because it's not just the music and the rhythm and the voice. We also like modulate the voice using this device, and we're going to demonstrate this to you all live. And so please, a nice round of applause for our volunteer. There you go.
Genau, du darfst hier dich hinstellen.
Please stand right over here.
Wunderbar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. May I use the informal you? Okay, yes, yes, of course.
Das muss in der Nähe bleiben.
So, this device has to be near you. It's a little fragile. So, I'm going to hold it in my hand and control it. Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah. I like the look of that thing.
I like the look of that device.
Können wir vielleicht kurz den Beamer ausschalten?
Can we turn off the beamer for a second?
Ist das möglich, dass man den Beamer nicht Dankeschön?
Oh yeah, thank you.
Ich hoffe, das funktioniert jetzt. Und jetzt anschalten wieder.
So, and oder now turn it on again.
Okay, da muss ich nochmal. Nope. Nur das Beamer hier ausschalten und das Monitor anlassen.
Like, can I have it on the monitor? But
ach nee, es funktioniert. Danke.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's working, it's working. Okay. All right, never mind.
Gut, dann.
So,
bist du bereit für,
are you ready
Toto von Afrika?
For Toto by Africa?
Seid ihr bereit für Toto von Afrika? Wunderbar, bist du es auch?
Are you all ready? Yeah.
Afrika von Toto.
Oh, the other way around. Africa by Toto. Of course, of course.
Genau.
You're right. Yeah, so I need the lyrics and I need at least some sound.
Und,
all right, here we go.
Ich finde ja bei Toto von Afrika,
and I think, you know, like Africa by Toto, it's always a little slow, right? What do you think if we like switch it up a little?
Ich würde sagen, wir gehen auf den Sound und den Sound stellen wir vom Original.
All right, so now we're gonna change the sound to 50s upbeat. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Ein bisschen lauter, bitte.
A little louder.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. Please, please, please. Some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
Und jetzt gehen wir mal los.
It'll take a lot to turn me away from you.
All right, let's do Frank Sinatra.
Our dogs cry out in the night. They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. Know that I must do what's right. As sure as Kilimanjaro rises to Olympus above the ceremony. I seek to cure what's deep inside. Fighting of this thing that I become. I'm pestering Staten Africa. It's gonna take some time to have things I never
take a lot to take me away from you. There's nothing
that a heart or more could ever do.
I'm blistering stand in Africa. I'm blistering stand in Africa. I'm blistering stand in Africa. I'm blistering stand in Africa.
Thank you. Thank you. Please give it up for a volunteer.
Davon habe ich genug.
I've had enough with that. All right, please take a seat. Please give it up for a volunteer once again. All right. Yeah. So, this was the karaoke AI that was playing live. Thank you, and I think it's time for our next part. If you're, wondering why does this look the way it does, this device, and there's researchers that say, the origin of karaoke doesn't lie within Japan, but in the 7th century Wales, and they say that it's been a tradition that people met in pubs to sing and dance. And you know, there's alcohol in pubs, and so where's alcohol, there's karaoke. But I definitely don't agree with that. Karaoke isn't out of Wales. It's not out of England, like some Manchester researchers claim. Karaoke is deeply linked with a technical history. Karaoke developed very rapidly, and of course you know the history of the internet is the history of pornography, but I'd also say that the history of internet is the history of karaoke, because in 1995 the first karaoke in a digital way was invented, and then in 1996 all karaoke machines in Japan were online and downloaded songs on demand. So yeah, an applause for what tech can do. And so karaoke and technical developments are deeply linked. And so now I want to show you a future version, a more developed version of a regular karaoke machine. In 2000, the Ecaramix entered the market, and that's what it looked like. And so that's what we had in mind when we developed our own KI karaoke device. And so now to do the last part. Some people have often asked themselves, what am I supposed to do during these intros, during these instrumentals, right? The instrumental break, that includes a break for me, right? And so now we've prepared a technique which you can use, which we prepared for you. It's a somatic form of karaoke training. My colleague Fex is going to present this to us now, and yeah, this is the way it goes.
Okay, das Mikrofon brauchen wir nicht. We don't need the microphone.
Das heißt, wir
I'm going to start it in a minute. I would like to first explain how it works. We need a body movement that you can always do to a beat. This movement includes a hand movement, one hand upwards, the palms outwards. Fold in the thumb and close the four fingers above it. That looks great. Some of you will need to adjust their stance a bit. Great. That's the movement. And we recorded a video as well. And what happens now? So please move to the rhythm. We will give you a beat. There's supposed to be audio as well. There it is. To the beat of the microphone, you are going to move rhythmically. Keep the beat as well as you would like.
Ja, und atmen Sie,
and breathe.
Gehen Sie in die Musik hierein,
move into the music, into the tone, into the beat, and you are going to notice a miracle. Feel it.
Herzlichen Dank.
Thank you. Thank you, Fex. Thank you so much. I think that brings us to nearly to the end of what we had today. Oh, we actually do have some slides. I've got one slide I would like to show you, and it's very important, I think.
haben wir aufgezeigt,
wie sich Karaoke showed how karaoke has developed. Well, let's start with the quote from Xun and Francesca Tarocco. What is karaoke? Karaoke has no center nor periphery, but it's rather an interactive global network with constant movement. The network has turned karaoke into a complex organizational system within, well, just imagine all the karaoke stations where you can sing karaoke that are often decentralized and imitating each other. Also here at 37C3, within which the necessary skills and structures have developed to allow even more technological innovations and potential developments. Thank you for this translation, dear AI. And I think there's truth in this, because karaoke is something decentralized, something that spreads. On YouTube, you would say it's going viral, but I would like to say we're not describing the technical virality, but the social virality. And I drew this graph for you, the development of karaoke over time. The more time, the more karaoke, and that's the note on which I would like to leave you. Thank you so much, and thank you for supporting the research of the German Institute for Karaoke Research. Thank you, Gitte Schmitz from the German Institute for Karaoke Research, together with FEX. Thank you for this very lively contribution, considering how scientific it was. We even have some time for questions, in case there are any. Maybe some requests for collaboration on manufacturing this fantastic, beautiful device that you've designed. Are there questions from the internet? No, the internet has no questions. Well, the internet has probably spoken its mind at the end of Congress. Give a warm applause for this fantastic talk to Gitte Schmitz. Oh, we do have a question. Hi. Franz, who is sitting there, he is deaf, and I am voicing for him. And I would like to ask you if you have considered a sign language karaoke in your research, which exists in Vienna. Oh, thank you for your question. Applause for the question.
I
believe we're looking into it, because karaoke depends on language. We did have a sign language karaoke performance in our research. The very first song somebody asked for was a very long song, 8 minutes 40, but we liked to give it that time. It was by Aphex Twin Da, and it had, well, the sign language is so simple, or the signs that are being used during the entire songs are these. It has no language. I believe that each form of language, even non-language, and of course sign language, various dialects are part of karaoke, but there's a gap in the research, so please do your own research, spread the idea of karaoke research, and please tell us about it, because then we too can spread the word. Thank you very much for your question.
So, noch weitere Fragen hier im Raum.
Any further questions in the room? There's a question at microphone 4. Yes, this KI Raoki, is that open source? Can you give us any clues as to how I would build one myself? This device is, of course, a prototype that was very expensive and very difficult to manufacture, but the technologies that are part of this device and the measurements, we can definitely give you definitely publish them, and we can give you also an introduction into its usage.
Am Mikro drei noch eine letzte.
One last question at microphone three. Yes, another question about KI Raoki. Are there performance differences between various styles of music? Have you done any analyses? Well, thank you for your question. We have tried various songs. We have audio samples. If I could play some audio samples. We have a preferential or preference. We found a preference of the artificial intelligence. Well, we noticed that we tried different songs. This is the original. Sorry about that. Where are the samples? I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, which is very well known. I'm going to fast forward a bit. By Frank Sinatra, very popular. But we also... Freddie Mercury, 80s, it's simply fantastic with AI. And we also, Michael Jackson's in there too. There's a preference for male sounding or male, well, voices that are being read as male. We went through the genres and finally ended up at this voice.
Also diese Moskito-Stimme,
this mosquito voice.
Diese Einstellung hat dann irgendwie gehakt.
Well, it had some issues, and then we got stuck at Diamonds by Rihanna. We stay within the pop genre, but if I have one more minute,
it
definitely has a proto-fascistoid tendency. There's a lot by Donald Trump that it wants to sing, and also by Eric Hartman and Jair Bolsonaro, and a certain Austrian painter whose name I do not want to say, but there's also more poppy samples. We now move into the 90s and 2000s. And this has brought us to Mario's Toad, weirdly. And this device likes it very much. I can't imagine why. Thank you. I hope that's cleared it up. There's a lot more testing to be done on the technical level, a lot more research to be done. Another round of applause for this very important research to Gitte Schmitz and her entire team. Thank you so much.